Today's daf Maseches Eiruvin daf Mem Dalad. We learn a new mission on Amud Beis in today's daf that presents the following halachic scenario. We've seen already in recent dapim that there are situations that permit a person to leave the Shabbos boundary. Two such examples are if a person needs to go give testimony to the Sanhedrin, to go to the Yerushalayim to give testimony. They saw the new moon to establish Rosh Chodesh, and the other is for pikuach nefesh, a life-threatening, a life-saving act. The person would be permitted to go beyond the boundary of Shabbos. So while they're on the way, says the Mishnah, somebody comes and says, no, the person's no problem. You don't need to go. They've already been taken care of. The witnesses have already arrived. Based on whatever the situation, kvar nasa maisa, you don't need to go, says the Mishnah. So the person at that point is told they're on their way. So what are they supposed to do? So the Mishnah says that person's allowed 2,000 amos. They don't have to stop in their tracks and be stuck in a little four Amma box for the rest of Shabbos. They're allowed 2,000 amos in any direction from where they stop. Shulchan Aruch and Tazayin Tavzayin Sivayz adds that if those 2,000 overlap with the original 2,000, the person can even go in there and it's as if the person never left. So the simple understanding of the Rishonim as to why Chazal were flexible with this case is because otherwise, if we make this person sit in there in that four Amma box for the rest of Shabbos, they won't be so quick on the next go-around. So this was one of Ramosha Feinstein's points regarding Hatzalah members being permitted to return home after an emergency call on Shabbos. Even to violate a Torah violation of Shabbos, this is not the forum for going into the nuances of this point. And Rav Moshe was certainly not the sole authority on this discussion either, but the logic stands from our sugya that we need to take the value of life very seriously. And that svara, that logic that we should be concerned that the next time around someone gets an emergency call, that they're going to be stuck there on Shabbos. They can't get back to be with their family. They can't get back to be where they were at the beginning of Shabbos, is something we should be concerned about. There's another fundamental point here, and that is the question of kavana. In other words, may one perform a permitted activity on Shabbos and have kavana to grab another good result when that involves a clear Shabbos violation? There's a Ran, Seches Shabbos, Daf Lamaches Amud Aleph, that's Lamaches Amud Aleph in the pages of the Rif, commenting on the Braisa. The Braisa is from Yuma, Pei Dalet, Amud Beis, which has a case of a baby, Chas V'Shalom, fell into the sea. So the Gemara says over there, the Braisa says, a person's allowed to throw a net to catch the baby. And the Gemara says, one may do this even knowingly that they're going to also catch fish in the same grab. Catching fish with a net is a clear Shabbos violation of trapping. So Rashi adds, even if the person needs the fish. However, Rabbah, this is in Maseches Menachos, paskins that if one wants and intends to catch the fish, they're pater. Pater meaning it's prohibited to do so on a rabbinic level. Comes the Ran and asks why this should be so. Why should there be a ptur? Why should there be an exemption? This is a pikuach nefesh. It's a mitzvah and requirement to throw the net to save the baby, even though the person intends for another malacha. So in the words of the Ran, it's yitiru chachamim sadavar kedei shelo yimana b'shum inyan pikuach nefesh umetel schov alav. The chachamim, they permitted this act in order to prevent people from not engaging in a life-saving activity. It's a chova alav. It's a requirement on them. Avabu malechas rishus, chas v'shalom, a person who's doing something because they desire for themselves, something they need for themselves, God forbid that a person should violate Shabbos in that fashion. The reason for the exemption, therefore, is because the chachamim permitted this, and not just that it's patur, but it's permitted to intend for the other malacha when one is doing this for a life-saving purpose or life-saving result. Rav Nevensal brings in Sefer Malachos Shabbos, page Kuf Tzadik Beis, an additional point that the Ran is saying it's not a fear that a person won't attempt to save because he may intend to do another malacha, but even a fear for delay, that he might be ma'akev, he's mis'akev, he might wait to hem and ha, minimize him, try to do it in a less problematic way, a lesser violation of Shabbos type of way, and what could end up happening, you end up thereby threatening the life of the child, chas v'shalom, even further. So now, based on our Gemara, we see there's no difference between if someone was doing this life-saving act for themselves or even for somebody else. The rabbis lifted the 2,000 Amma establishment in the name of the value of human life. A beautiful mussar from our great chachamim, our great sages.